This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The Iranian Foreign Ministry says Tehran will not allow its borders to be violated, that Iran will firmly confront any aggression or threat by America. Meanwhile, there are the continuing questions about U.S. President Donald Trump's decision to call off planned military strikes against Iran. Here is AP correspondent Sagar Meghani.
The president says the military was cocked and loaded to retaliate for Iran shooting down an American drone and asked for final approval about a half hour out, and tells NBC's Meet the Press they told him about 150. So he pulled the plug. It raises questions about why the president only learned about the potential deaths a few minutes ahead of time. The military would ordinarily provide that well before. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's pleas the strikes didn't happen, fearing the escalation could lead to war.
The strike of that amount of collateral damage would be very provocative.
Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
Leaving for Camp David a short time ago, President Trump said a new nuclear agreement with Tehran could fit a slogan, "Make Iran Great Again." And he voiced appreciation for Iran's admission it had decided not to attack a U.S. Navy plane, along with the unmanned drone it shot down. There are indications Iran is getting more involved in cyber attacks on the United States, AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Cybersecurity firms CrowdStrike and FireEye say hackers believed to be working for the Iranian government have launched a series of offensive cyber attacks in recent weeks, targeting U.S. government agencies and sectors of the U.S. economy, including oil and gas. Specifically, the firms say the hackers have sent waves of spear phishing emails, which mimic legitimate emails but contain malicious software. The National Security Agency would not discuss Iranian cyber actions specifically, but in a statement to the Associated Press, the agency says there have been serious issues with malicious Iranian cyber actions in the past. Ben Thomas, Washington.
More news at VOAnews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. With the crisis over Iran as the backdrop, the United States today has a new acting defense secretary who replaces another acting Pentagon chief. Here is AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan wraps up his last day on the job. Pentagon workers applauding the outgoing acting secretary on Friday evening. He withdrew his name from consideration as defense secretary last week. President Trump named Army Secretary Mark Esper to replace Shanahan and now says he will nominate Esper as the secretary. Esper served in the first Gulf War. He has experience as a national security advisor on Capitol Hill, as well as working as a lobbyist for defense contractor Raytheon. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Georgia and Russia are blaming each other for a series of overnight clashes that erupted in Tbilisi, the Georgian capital. This after a visiting Russian lawmaker, Sergei Gavrilov, addressed Georgia's parliament from the speaker's chair. Outraging protesters gathered outside the building, who breached police cordons and raided the chamber. Police tried to quell the melee, but as news of Gavrilov's action spread, thousands flooded surrounding streets to call for the speaker and interior minister's resignations and early parliamentary elections. A new report from the United Nations and other international organizations says more than 1.8 million people in the Central African Republic are facing an emergency food crisis. Combined with a civil war that began in 2013, the country finds itself in dire straits, especially now in the so-called lean season that lasts from May through August. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
This is the period between harvests when people have depleted their food stocks and hunger is particularly acute. The World Food Program reports nearly 2 million people do not know where their next meal is coming from during this period. WFP spokesman Hervé Ferhousel says, unfortunately, the hunger crisis will not be over when the lean season comes to an end.
Nearly 1.35 million people, almost 30% of the population analyzed, will be in severe acute food insecurity, including nearly 275,000 people in emergency during the harvest period, meaning between September and October.
Lisa Schlein filed that report for VOA from Geneva. For the first time since Mauritania's independence from France in 1960, people are voting in what could be the first peaceful transition of ruling authority for the West African nation. Mohamed Ould Abdel Aziz seized power in a 2008 coup. He's stepping down after serving the constitutional maximum of 2 5-year elected terms and is throwing support behind Mohamed Ould Ghazouani. Gene Randall, VOA News.
It's today. today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in one station, VOA1.